The IEHR Part 2 begins with how and when ethics advice and ethical support originated in IEEE and when they were terminated. IEEE's first code of ethics was established in 1912 by the AIEE, a co-founding society. The other co-founder was the IRE, which came into existence the same year, 1912, but it never adopted a code of ethics of its own. Then, AIEE's code remained unchanged until 1950, when elements of the ECPD canons were incorporated into it. IEEE became into existence in 1963 when AIEE and the IRE were merged. The decade of the 1970s was the busiest 10 years of professional ethical changes in IEEE in its entire history. Because of severe out-of-work engineers at that time due to a downturn in America's space program, the United States Activities Committee, or USAC, was formed and championed the cause of those members. Later, it became the United States Activities Board, USAB. What initiated then were several factors. Some could be referred to as revolutionary. First, IEEE's constitution was amended in 1972 by a yes vote of over 82%, adding professional activities. This was done to address the plight of the unemployed members and provide a positive statement on ethical practices. Up until that point, IEEE, from its beginning, focused solely on technical activities and developing standards for industry use. This spanned nearly 90 years from its founding in 1884. Secondly, the case of three engineers having been fired for raising safety and ethical concerns in the design and construction of the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, system in the San Francisco area at about the same time prompted members of both the USAC and the Committee on Social Implications of Technology, CSIT, the forerunner of today's SSIT, to begin focusing on a new role for IEEE, providing ethics advice and ethical support. Now let's step back 40 plus years and recall when the new Member Conduct Committee was being created. There were two camps. One, the board of directors only wanted to discipline members, and attorney engineer Jim Fairman led the development of the board's proposal for the Member Conduct Committee to do just that. Two, but the United States Activities Board, having worked to amend the Constitution to add professional and ethical activities in support of laid-off aerospace members, developed its own proposal for a Member Conduct Committee to discipline members, but to also provide ethics advice and support to the members. Then, Steve Unger led the United States Activities Board Task Force to develop the discipline proposal, and I led it develop the advice and support proposals. I was even the one to present USAB's proposal to the board in 1977, having been invited to by then USAB President John Guerrera, a past IEEE president. Later, they were merged, and the Member Conduct Committee was given both sets of missions until they were gutted in 1998 by the board and XCOM in secret or a closed executive session. Remember that then board members did not want advice and support, whereas United States Activities Board, USAB, wanted both services. Actions since then have shown that view carried over to the 1990s, when the board and the XCOM gutted advice and support from the Member Conduct Committee and kept just discipline to this day. Now, to the extent that it has been possible to obtain factual historical materials about all this, and in its absence then to rely on first and second-hand written verbal accounts, it is my view that these actions to strip IEEE's Ethics and Member Conduct Committee of today of ethics advice and ethical support powers is in violation of written, approved, and historical bylaws, policies, and procedures of the IEEE for the Member Conduct Committee and then the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, its successor, since the 1998 gutting of these from the MCC's mission. Now it's up to you, the members, to read the following, make your own judgments, and act to correct this if you agree with the above. Thank you for listening.